from Nashville, Tennessee, the folk music capital of the world. It's your Grand Ole Opry Grandstand, starring Little Jimmy Dickens.
When the crop's all in and the work's all done, gonna clean out the barn, have a little fun, throw salt on the floor, sweep it all around, do the boogie to the salty sound. Hey, juggle on the salt, boogie on the salt, if you don't have fun, it's your own dirt fault. Hey, let's go. Till the old barn tumbles down. Well, I'll be there in my Sunday clothes, a cute little redhead freckle on the nose. The dance will be just a good excuse to turn my baby every way but loose. Hey, shuffle on the song, boogie on the song. Between every day and still teach a lot of woo. I'll be a neckin' with my red head too. Hey, double on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, it's your own dirt fault. Hey! We'll do the salty boogie till your mind tumbles down.
Thank you, friends. Thank you very much. And once again, a great big howdy to all our folks and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, tell the folks what we got cooking for tonight.
Sure thing, Jimmy, because we're cooking up a big batch of country music and fun with the help of Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, Del Wood, Chester Atkins, and the entire Opry gang.
You bet your life, and I got a fine young fella in here to share some music and to please the folks with his good country singing tonight. He's a new star in the country music field, the fella who started everybody to liking him with his brand fine new record of Cry, Cry, Darling. I'm speaking of Jimmy Newman, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, I told my friend Jimmy Newman to hold off for just a moment, because first we got to get some foolishness underway and out of the way here. So that means only one thing, good folks. Here comes Hornwall's Flash, Rod Brassfield. Here we go. Howdy, Jimmy.
Howdy, Rod.
You old tater-eating booger, you. It's good to see you.
I'm glad to see you, Rod.
Thank it's
you
hot for... tonight.
It's warm. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, Rod.
I just found out what is causing so many divorces in this country.
Why, Rod, you know better.
Yeah, I do.
Well, then what is it?
Marriage. Boy, I broke it all you right now. You know, speaking of marriage, Jimmy, me and Bunch, I was talking out there a while ago about when we got married, you know.
Yeah.
I never will forget when I got married. I was so excited that night, I hung myself up in the closet and put my clothes to bed.
Oh, no. You know me.
Yeah, I was scared so bad, I kissed the parson and give the bride $10. Yeah, I did. I never will forget it. I think marriage is a wonderful thing.
Oh, it is great.
Yeah,
yes,
I think marriage is wonderful. In fact, every young man should ought to take a wife.
I feel the same way. Yeah. Every young man should take a wife.
Every young man ought to take a wife.
Absolutely.
Just be careful who's you take, that's all.
Yes.
I know. Now, you take me, Jim. I've been married 3 times.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm a hog for punishment, boy. Been married 3 times. I never will forget my first wife. She was a great big fat woman.
Kind of heavy.
Oh, boy, she looked like a bale of hay with a middle bale busted.
No kidding.
She was a whopper. I'm telling you, weigh about 2 pounds less than a horse. Well, true, I never will forget one time. Me and her was a-setting in the settee in the setting room, just sitting there. We was sparking in the setting room.
Yeah.
She was sitting in my lap. She sat in my lap.
Sitting in your lap.
All of a sudden, she says to me, says, oh, my goodness, Rod, suppose my daddy was to walk in. I says, that's all right, honey. If he do, you just sit still. He won't see me.
No, never.
Yeah, but I love fat women, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, yes.
Love fat women. They're so convenient.
Convenient.
Yeah, it'll keep you warm in the winter, and in the summer you can stand in the shade.
No.
You know what? That old gal was a good dancer, though, boy.
Dancer?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, she was a dancer. And shimmy, Jimmy? Oh, Jimmy, she could shimmy.
Howdy.
She was so big and fat, all she had to do was just walk right fast and stop right sudden and just let nature take its course.
Dancer.
Now, you take my second wife, Jimmy. My second wife, she was just right the opposite.
She was?
She was a little old pale, poor, puny, skinny little old thing.
Is that so?
She was so skinny, Jimmy, we went to the fire one fall, and she had on one of these white boil dresses.
Yeah.
She got full of that red lemonade, and when she stood between me and the sun, she looked just like a thermometer. My third wife was different, Jim.
She was different than all the rest.
Yep, she was different from all the rest. She was built just like a fiddle.
Built like a fiddle?
Yeah, you know, a long neck and then some and then... Oh, boy. Yeah, been married 3 times, but my wives all passed on.
Well, is that so?
Yeah, they all passed on.
Your wives all passed on.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing, Jim.
What's that, Rob?
As long as the Lord will take them, I'll sure furnish them for
I reckon you're...
You know, Jimmy, this is a great time of year when nature and sunshine have busted everything out of the bloom.
Ah, it sure is, Grant, and that same nature and sunshine had a whole lot to do with the natural, and I mean natural, tobacco flavor you get in every pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Nothing seasonal about that.
The PA smokers know that nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. They get the same mild, tasty smoke all year round, every day.
That's real true, Grant.
Yes, due to Prince Albert's own special process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years, PA actually holds and heightens nature's aged-in mellow ripe goodness. And crimp-cut Prince Albert smokes cool and comfortable.
Well, I hear you talking there, Grant Turner. PA's fresh, clean aroma pleases the ladies, too.
Yes, in a pipe or a making cigarette, Prince Albert is tobacco like nature meant tobacco to be. So now, especially with the 4th of July holiday coming up, you stock up on Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, sir, this must be one of my lucky days. I'm not only here in the Ryman Auditorium for another of our big Grand Ole Opry shows, but it's my pleasure to introduce to you, friends, a swell new country music star. This is his first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, and I just know that he'll be back to see us many, many times. He's the singing star of Dot Records, a great big old country boy from Louisiana, none other than Jimmy Newman. Let's give him a nice round. Well, Jimmy, my boy, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, Jimmy, I want to tell you that it's a great big thrill to be here tonight with all the Grand Ole Opry gang.
Well, sir, it's our pleasure to have you here, Jim, and I want you to promise me one thing, that you got to tell me that you won't let me talk too much about that Cajun country in Louisiana. Man, that is really fine country with a lot of swell folks and good taste and crawfish gumbo and all that Spanish moss on the trees and you fellas are skitting around in the bayous
slow
and
down.
All that business.
Slow down, Jimmy, slow
well,
down.
See
boy.
What I mean, Jim? That territory really knocks me out, boy, gets me all upset. Jimmy, let me ask you a real serious question right now. You write all the songs, or at least most of them, that you record for the Dot people, don't you?
I write most of them. That's right, Jimmy.
Well, how about treating us with one of them right now in good old Cajun style?
Okay, Jimmy, here's Daydreaming. Time. Till my arms can hold.
color splendor could compare. She were nestled in my arms, a baby on the floor. Sweet music from heaven filled the air. Daydreaming with you on my mind, thinking about you, waiting for the time. Till my arms can hold you, and I'll make you mine. Daydreaming all the time.
Thank you, Jimmy Newman. Right now, friends, we'd like to settle down a bit and sing one of the sacred songs that have become such a part of our Grand Ole Opry and our Saturday night get-togethers with you across the country. We hope that you like the way we're trying to do one called Take Up Thy Cross and Follow Me. Thanks a lot. And here comes a fellow with something mighty important on his mind.
Fellas, Prince Albert's got the makings of a great cigarette.
PA is the makings of a great cigarette, Grant. You just don't know how all-fired easy it is to roll your own making cigarette till you've tried crimp-cut Prince Albert in an OCB paper. Man, what a good taste in smoke.
Right, Jimmy. PA's own exclusive process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years... holds and heightens the natural goodness of fine choice tobacco.
Talk about a smooth, firm, long-burning cigarette. When you're rolling it, you see that crimp cut means PA don't blow around or dribble out the ends.
And that natural, mellow, ripe tobacco flavor is always there, too.
So you roll your next making cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert, America's largest-selling smoking tobacco. Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree. It's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And now, friends, it's time for a little lady who beats out the best doggone country music that you ever did hear. Here she is, Del Wood in the Smoky Mountain Polka. Right now, and we'll have it just listening to the latest gossip from Grinder Switch, and you know who we're talking about, Cousin Minnie Perez!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, Jim, I declare, I don't know whether you knowed it or not, but I've just come back from Hollywood.
Ah, now, cousin, you haven't been to Hollywood.
Yes, I did go to Hollywood.
No kidding.
I'll have you know, I was Roy Rogers' leading lady.
Just a minute, Minnie Pearl. Now, that's going to upset Dale Evans something pitiful. You mean to tell me you was his leading lady, Roy Rogers?
I was Roy Rogers' leading lady.
I'll declare.
I led his horse Trigger back and forth from the stable. I always kept my hat on so they could... Well, I'll tell you, I had a nice trip out there. I went on a train, Jim.
Went on a train?
But I sat behind a newlywed couple.
Oh, how cozy.
I was sitting behind them on the train, and I heard him talking to her.
Yeah.
He says to her, he says, "Whose little nosy-wosy is that?"
Oh.
And she said, "Your little nosy-wosy." And then he said, "Whose little earsy-weirsy is that?" She said, "Your little earsy-weirsy."
Well, sure.
Oh, they went on that away. Oh, I said, "When you get to that brown suitcase up there, that there's mine." With me to Hollywood. I hadn't ought to did it.
No, I guess not.
Oh, they embarrassed me. They mortified me. I tell you, I was going down the road with Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie out there right in the middle of that there Hollywood. You know that road that's called the Sunrise and Clinging Vine or...
Yeah, I've been there.
Some kind of Morning Glory Vine or something. Well, we was walking down that road, down there, big road out there in Hollywood, and one of them... You know, them Hollywood girls come by, you know. Oh, she's all dressed up, you know.
Uh-huh.
She come by Uncle Nabob, and he just turned around and just took out after her just like Moody's goof.
Why, Minnie, you know better.
Oh, he just took out after her. Aunt Ambrosie grabbed a hold of him right there in front of all them folks, and she says, "You crazy old buzzard, you. You old married man and running after these women. She says, don't you know a married man ain't supposed to look at another woman?"
Yeah.
He says, "Well, now, just because I'm on a diet don't mean I can't look at the menu."
Oh, all right.
Well, Sir Jim, I tell you now, we had an exciting experience at Grinder Switch today, it was.
It was, that settled?
Yes, sir. I just got home and this happened.
What was it?
Well, Ms. Orson Tugwell, you know her and Orson have got 10 children, you know.
Yeah.
And they've moved into a brand new house up there.
Yeah.
It's got all the modern conveniences. Oh, it's a fine house.
Electricity and everything.
Everything. And I want you to know that this morning, Ms. Tugwell was bathing that littlest young'un of hers, you know. Meanest little young'un I ever seen in my life. Throw him in the water, he'd float upstream.
Mm.
And she was washing this little young'un, and somebody come to the door, and Ms. Tugwell went to the door to see who it was, and she come back, and that little young'un was gone. Couldn't find him nowhere. He's done out of that wash tub and gone.
Just disappeared.
Woo! She was worried to death. She looked for him all over the house, couldn't find him. Finally, she heard something down in the basement. And she went to the basement stairs, and she hollered down there, and she says, "Are you running around down there without your little clothes on?" And a man's voice said, "No, ma'am, I'm reading electric meter."
Girl Saturday, Minnie Pearl, and there's just nobody like her, I don't reckon. Nobody like this boy from the Cajun country either, friends. Everybody likes him. What do you say, folks? Another nice welcome for Jimmy Newman. Here he is. Well, that nice round of applause will sure get the job done there, Jimmy. How about doing your new release on Dot Records for us, one called Blue Darling?
Sure will, Jimmy. Here it is. I was a fool, broke every rule. Darling, the tear take the place of your sweet smile. I played it smart, I broke your heart, Blue Darling, and lost the only love in life worthwhile. The wrong that I've done. My heart would cry if ever I should lose you. Blue darling, you're the only, only I've done. My heart would cry if ever I should lose you. Blue darling, you're the only, only one.
Well, sir, ain't nobody can pick an electric Gretsch guitar like my good friend Chester Atkins, and here he is now with a tune called My Old Kentucky Home. Thank you. Chester, and thank you so kindly. We've been going along with so much country music here. I'm not going to stop it. I'll just say, friends, here's one of our country ballads that we sincerely hope you'll enjoy, called A Ribbon and a Rose. In the mail that came today was a rose from your bouquet, and a note said you were married yesterday. Tied around the rose I found a ribbon from your gown, just a ribbon and a rose from your bouquet. I'll send back each little note, every precious word you wrote, but I'll always keep your ring and your rose. In your ribbon island coat and your faded rose I'll hold, and I'll live again in hopes that I'll hold you. A ribbon and a rose I'll keep forever, cause the door kind of hate to go. But go we gotta. We'll be visiting with you again real soon. In fact, you'll be on hand next week. We'll be calling for you in the old buckhorn, and the man in the driver's seat will be Perry Young with his pal Hawkshaw Hawkins right beside him. Till then, this is little Jimmy Dickens saying for all the folks, sincerely thank you for everything, and we'll see you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Why do so many smart smokers make the big switch to Cavaliers?
Because Cavaliers let you enjoy your smoke two ways. You feel the lightness, the easygoing smoothness in every puff. And you get the rich, welcome taste of Cavalier's fine tobaccos.
Feel and taste. Light up a Cavalier and feel the smoothness of the smoke. Taste the richness of the flavor. That's the two-way smoking enjoyment you get with king-size Cavaliers.
Yes, Cavaliers are king-size, too, yet priced no higher than leading regular-size brands. That's another important reason Cavaliers making so many friends among smart smokers. Cavaliers gives you all of the extras, extra length, extra flavor, and extra value at no extra cost.
Pick up a carton of king-size Cavalier cigarettes today. You'll agree that Cavalier is right for you because Cavalier gives you two-way smoking enjoyment with every puff. Smooth feel, rich taste. That's a Cavalier.
This program was brought to you transcribed by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.